Bible says, enter you in at the straight gate. But what does that mean? It says, enter you in at the straight gate. S-T-R-A-I-T. So the word straight means narrow, a narrow passage. So the Bible is saying, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So according to this verse, Jesus is saying that there's few people that are actually going to be saved. Here in the book of Luke, it says, then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. So again, Jesus is saying that there's few that are saved. Now here in Matthew chapter 7, he says, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. See, a lot of people look at this verse and they say, see, you have to do the will of the Father, saying that you have to do works. But that's not what it's saying. It says, do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. What is the will of the Father? Well, in the book of John, it tells us. It says, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. So the will of the Father is that everyone will believe on the Son and get saved. That everyone will believe in Jesus. That's what the will of the Father is. See, salvation has nothing to do with works. It's all about believing on the Son of God. It says right here, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So the reason these people in Matthew 7 are not saved, and Jesus said, I never knew you, because they were never saved. Once you're saved, you cannot lose your salvation. The reason they're not saved is because they don't believe. They haven't put their trust in Jesus to save them. Yeah, they know the name of Jesus because they say, Lord, Lord. They know who he is. But are they trusting in Jesus to save them, or are they trusting in their works? Well, it's very clear that they're trusting in their many wonderful works to get them into heaven. And works has nothing to do with salvation. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So salvation has nothing to do with works. Here's the most famous verse in the whole Bible. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Again, it's not whosoever does many wonderful works. No, it's whosoever believeth in him. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. See, Jesus is the only one that can save us. We cannot save ourselves. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. So, we're saved by grace, not of works. And if by grace, then is it no more of works? Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. So the Bible is very clear that it has nothing to do with works. Jesus did all the work on the cross. We just have to put our faith and trust in him to save us. You know, that's why Jesus said there are few that are saved, because so many people, the majority of people, just cannot understand this. They just cannot accept the fact that Jesus paid it all. They want to do something to earn their salvation. And that's why it's important that we go and tell people about Jesus and tell them about the free gift of salvation. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. So it's important that we go and tell people about Jesus. Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That's the entire Bible. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So Jesus commands us to go and tell people about him. That's why soul winning is so important. It's a command from Jesus. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? So before you can call upon the name of the Lord, you have to believe in the name of the Lord. You have to believe in Jesus. Believe he's the Son of God. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Lost people need to hear about Jesus. And how shall they hear without a preacher? People need to go to them and tell them about Jesus. And how shall they preach except they be sent? That's why it's important that you go to a soul-winning church that will send you soul-winning to preach the gospel to the lost. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Soul-winning is so important, and it's a command from Jesus. That's why if you're not going to a soul-winning church, I highly encourage you to find one in your area. It's so important that we go to church. It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And notice, there's no exception here. It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. So yes, some people do forsake the assembling, but there's no exception given in this verse to forsake the assembly. It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. So it's even more important today, in the end times in which we're living in, to go to church. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. That's a command from God. Go to church. And go to a soul-winning church that goes and tells people about Jesus. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what we need to do today. We need to go to church and we need to go out and tell people about Jesus Christ so that they can be saved.